Gieva, agus falcha go Gian Clark, come and Luke Clark, scale and a shock than a show to meet Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night. And I'm here until 9 o'clock, as always, as well. And, well, we better get cracking because we have a very busy programme lined up for you tonight. Coming up on tonight's show, we have Brian McInniff, the former Donegal All Ireland winning manager and, of course, former Ulster and Ireland international rules manager as well. He's looking ahead to that All Ireland Senior Football Championship qualifier meeting of Donegal versus and Galway in Croke Park on Saturday evening. And of course, we'll also look at the other GAA inter-county action as the race for the Sam Maguire steps up a mark or two this particular weekend. We've also got Tyrone and Sligo in an All-Ireland All-Ireland qualifier. That forms a double part of the double bill with Donegal and Galway in Croke Park on Saturday afternoon. And then we, of course, have Kerry and Kildare and Dublin and Fermanagh in unique pairings in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. That's the fourth of those at the weekend. That's Brian McInniff coming up later on. But first of all, before that indeed, of course, we had a very successful weekend for Donegal teams on the inter-county stage last weekend. Donegal minor under-21 hurlers, they won the All-Ireland C hurling final, defeating Tyrone in a cracking game in Celtic Park on Sunday evening. A late goal from Eddie Lynch from Eru of Ballyshannon, proving the difference in that particular one. We'll be joined in a moment or so by the captain of that Donegal winning side, Dylan Lafferty, and also by the manager who guided Donegal to that under-21C All-Ireland success, Paddy Flood. But first of all, before that, I'm delighted to say Donegal have won their very first ever Ulster Senior Ladies Championship title, and we're going to hear shortly from the Donegal captain, Katie Hearn, from the goalkeeper Laura Gallagher, and from Davy McLaughlin. Of course, they defeated Monaghan in a cracking game in St Tiernach's Park in Clonus on Sunday afternoon. 2-12 to 1-10, that's how it ended. Donegal very much the deserving winners. And well, the Donegal girls are back in training tonight, but Cathy, Laura and Davy came into the studio last night and I spoke to them. And first of all, Katie Hearn, captain of the side, how has the celebrations gone, need I ask?
Oh, they've gone well. I thought you were going to say the only thing missing was our voices. They've gone great. We've been waiting a long time, so I think we deserved a night or two, but we need to get back to the grindstone again, I suppose. We haven't won everything yet. We've won Ulster, and that's one step, and we need to push on now from there.
Yeah. And has it really sunk in yet, you know, because I know you've been around for a few years, and, you know, this time last year, things weren't going all that particularly well. I think you didn't win a game in 2014.
No, I was hard last year. Like, that's what I was thinking about earlier. There's a lot of days where we would have sat and wondered why we gave so much commitment to football and why we built our whole lives around it. But winning on Sunday just answered the question for us. You would do anything to get that feeling again. That's why we do it.
Yeah. And you did it in some style as well, didn't you?
Oh, we did, yeah. I think we knew we were waiting on a big performance from everyone, and you can't pick anyone who didn't do well in the day. I think the girls all really pushed themselves, and even all the subs that came on, everyone worked brilliantly together, and it was just a good day for us.
Yeah. Laura Gallagher is with us as well. Laura, you were the goalkeeper. You had a quiet afternoon, I suppose. That is the highlights. How much Donegal dominated out the field?
Yeah, and all the girls did well out the field, but Liam McLaughlin and Rosh McCaff were brilliant in doing the sweeping role, and they were literally clearing everything that came in the back and supporting the girls, and thankfully they did have enough quiet. Well,
it's a good team effort, wasn't it?
It really was, you know. They were really like, we need a big performance out of everybody, and everybody did it on the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's just absolutely...
You're perfect. The singer in the team, are you?
No, and one that keeps them going in the back line. I'll be chatting away to them, I'll shouting away to them, getting their jaws done.
So you're still hoarse from Sunday, are you?
I am, yes, I'm still hoarse from the game.
It's been a great couple of, it's 8, 7 or 8 months for you, winning an All-Ireland club with Termin, and now, you know, I suppose something that may be beyond your wildest dreams for many years, winning an Ulster Senior Championship.
Definitely. Like, Davy rang me last year to join the panel, and it was an absolute honour, so it was. And then, you know, you train hard and work hard, and you put in the effort and you get the reward at the end. When you do, you put in such a big commitment, because the winning feeling is just fabulous.
I know, obviously, winning an All-Ireland club is very important, but how does this one compare?
Oh, brilliant. Well, it hasn't really slid. It hasn't sunk into me yet.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next couple of days as well, but huge.
Yeah, and what does the big brother Neil, of course, you're a sister of Neil Gallagher, the Donegal midfielder, what was he saying to you?
No, I was chatting with Clan Reagan on Sunday night when I came back. Yeah, he's very proud, very supportive, so he is, and he's always good words to say before and after the game.
Plenty of encouragement.
Plenty of encouragement, yeah.
Well, of course, that's a great advantage for you, the experience that he has gained down the years.
Yeah, definitely.
Davy McLaughlin, manager of the team, he's with us as well, just came in last year, in the middle of the league season, and took on maybe something of a sinking ship, and really has turned things around. I know after the game you were pretty excited and pretty emotional, Davy. How does it feel now? Have you got a few days for it to sink in?
Aye, Tom, it feels good now, to be fair, you know. But like the girls, you know, I suppose it did take a little bit of time to sink in. I always had the view, you know, that the ability was there within the team, and I would have been saying that from last year, you know, and we did set our sights, you know, in 14, towards 15, and I suppose the prize, and I suppose you dream about it, and then you think you can make it happen, but, you know, it's only when it really does happen that you realise it's all worthwhile.
But you must have been hitting the right notes, because, you know, a lot of players that were absent and were away were showing signs of coming back. I speak of Aoife McDonald, I speak of Yvonne McMoneagle, I speak of, is it Niamh Hegarty or Ciara Hegarty, one of the Hegarty girls was away as well. So obviously, you must have, the proper messages must have been going out to Australia and elsewhere.
Yeah, I remember, you know, going back to the first night we met with the girls, myself and Sean and the rest of the management team, and we told them what we, you know, we were planning to do and how we were trying to do it differently and hopefully better. And I remember saying, you know, you could see in some of the girls' faces that they'd heard all this before, and there was a sort of a doubt, you know. But I think after a couple of weeks they realised maybe it was going to be different and hopefully better. And, you know, in relation to the three girls in Australia, you know, in fairness, maybe their time was up and they were due to come home. But I suppose maybe having the right structures in place back here and maybe getting some good vibes, that maybe helped them make the decision maybe sooner rather than later, you know. But it wouldn't have been the ultimate thing, but I'm sure it maybe helped in their consideration.
And Katie, when did you start to believe maybe that there was more, or was it something you always felt if the structures were right and if everybody was going to give 100% that you had the ability to achieve what you've achieved so far?
Yeah, well, we always knew, like, we had the players in Donegal from 2010 with the girls going away then. We kind of sat down and we were speaking amongst ourselves, and I kind of said to the girls, oh, we'll make a big push in 2015, and if we got everyone back, we knew ourselves we had it in us. And when we got them all back together, there became that extra bite of training, because it wasn't a matter of walking on and being handed a jersey, which was the case in the last couple of years, and everyone really had to fight for that place. And from now on, everyone's going to have to fight for it even harder, because going on Sunday, there was four or five girls there that started the whole way through the league, and they didn't get game time on Sunday, or they came on as a sub. So I feel sorry for Davy, going to have to pick the team the next time around when everyone's back fit. But it just shows the commitment that everyone's given this year and the belief that everyone's have, not just myself and or the backroom team or the management. Like, everyone has such belief in us, and now the whole county's getting behind us, so it's a great achievement.
Yeah. And what has it been like since Sunday, you know, from former players, supporters back home in Glenfinn and, you know, people like that? Have you been receiving messages and...
Oh yeah, then the support from everyone has been incredible. Like, the phone is just hopping, Facebook, everything online. Like, it's brilliant seeing how much people support you when you do well. Like, and you sometimes you don't know that they're there whenever you're playing all year, and they don't see the dedication. But whenever you get an achievement like this, you see the ultimate support the whole county's given us, and it's absolutely brilliant. Like, and it just goes to show that with a bit of effort, you can get everyone behind you, and with them behind us now, they can push us on further and further.
Before we talk about pushing on and obviously setting new goals, in terms of Sunday's game, you know, it was tentative enough at the start, and I suppose both teams were pretty nervous, but you stamped your authority on it probably in the second quarter, didn't you? You know?
Yeah, it was pretty intense to start. We were kind of, the nerves kind of went out of me anyway after the first 5 or 10 minutes, but it was point for point, and you kind of didn't know what way it was going to go, and you were kind of getting more nervous thinking about it. But we just set our stall. We knew Davy had the plan set out. Tim and Sean sat and thought about it long and hard and went through everything that might happen or what could have happened, and we knew that as the players, we knew what we had to do on the day. And I suppose whenever Geraldine got the goal, we knew it was going to take one score from either team to push somebody on. And once she got that, I think it just drove us on in the second quarter.
7-4 up at half time. what was the feeling at half time?
No, we were very comfortable with that because we had expected to go in probably level or not behind, thinking before the game, given we weren't favourites. But when we pushed on, we were 7-4 up. I think Davy was very happy with our performance in the first half. All the matchups we had made were pretty spot on, and everyone was comfortable the way they were playing. So we were happy with that, and we knew going out in the second half, we just had to keep pushing forward.
Mm. As you said, Geraldine got the first goal, well, she got the two goals, but they came back and maybe got a softish enough penalty, but it brought them back into the game as well.
Yeah, we were watching it back there. It was a soft enough penalty, but I suppose there was a lot of players around. It was crowded out. When they got that goal, we did kind of think, well, I thought they were kind of coming back, and they did get a spell, but every team's going to get a spell in the second half, and it was just about us keeping our composure, I suppose, which we did. Like in the back line, the forwards even came back and helped us out a lot in the second half because we were getting tired. But we just needed to keep our structure and keep the ball, get it pushed up and keep it spread out the wings, and that's what we done.
And Laura Gallagher, the goalkeeper, were you a little bit worried when they got the goal? And I think they followed with a quick point as well, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They got a couple of scores at a certain time, and that goal, I suppose, gave them the upper hand, they had the momentum then. But the girls in the back line, that's super then to keep the whole thing calm. Like Roisin McCaff, she's very, very calm person to have on the pitch, so that everybody settles down when they had the momentum. But the goal did give them a good battle again to come at us, but no, the girls stayed up. And
Tell me, Davey, what's the plan now?
Yeah, the plan is, I suppose, to get maybe back to planet Earth now. We'll train tomorrow night, Wednesday night, with a session planned from 7 to 9:15, which is maybe slightly longer than normal, but that would be a bit of catch-up maybe after missing Monday night.
You should see the faces of Laura and Katie when they hear that.
We'll get Wednesday out of the way, and then we'll maybe talk about maybe a very light session on Friday night. But I'm conscious that there's club championship on Sunday, you know, and the second round of the club championship has to go ahead. But next week we'll be back at it full pelt. We'll do the three nights, and we'll take it from there.
And you have a 4 week break, is it?
We have a 4 week break now, Tom. I think it's the 22nd of August, and we'll play the winners of Westmeath or Armagh in the All Ireland quarterfinal.
Any preference?
No, look, somebody asked me that earlier today, and somebody talked about maybe Westmeath because we'd beat them twice this year, and Armagh, maybe there's the revenge thing. The way I see it is, look, there'd be no easy team in an All-Ireland quarter-final, whoever that might be. They'd be there in merit, on their own merit, and they'd not be turning up to make up the number. So look, no, I have no preference either way.
Yeah, and tell me, Katie, you know, are you satisfied as a team with what you've achieved, or do you want to achieve more?
That's a good question, because you've waited so long to achieve this, and you think you might be happy with it, but now we've got it, it's kind of like, why stop now? We know we've got the talent there, and we know the teams that are coming up, and we don't see any teams stand miles ahead of us. Like, we know we've got the capability within our group, so we may as well push on from here, and we'll contest it anyway. We'll take each game as it comes, and you never know what might happen.
And who's left in the championship race, Davey, at this stage?
There's still a few of the preliminary round games to be played, but the four provincial champions are Dublin, Kerry, who beat Cork, Galway, who beat Mayo, and ourselves. And then you have, by virtue of the fact there's only two teams in both Munster and Connacht, you have Cork and Mayo, Westmeath, Armagh, and I think it's Meath. There's nine teams left at this, and Tyrone, sorry. So you have 10 teams left at this stage in the last two of the preliminary rounds of this upcoming weekend.
And are you looking at Cork still? I think they were beaten in Munster, were they?
They were beaten in Munster, and look, you can't look past Cork. Kerry beat them twice 2 years ago in the round robin series, and then they beat them in the Munster final. And When they met them for the third time in that series in the All-Ireland semi-final, I think Cork run them by about 14 or 15 points. So look, you can look wherever you want, but Cork will be the team to beat no matter what.
Yeah, but the objective now is to get the feet back on the ground, and obviously that is the fear now, obviously, that appetites would be satisfied for this year at least, and players might say, sure, we can come at it again next year.
Yeah, I think you have to make hay while the sun shines, and Katie touched on it there, momentum is with us now, and there's a great buzz about both the players and the county. But look, we can't look beyond the next game. You mean, to play in an All-Ireland final, you have to win your semi-final, and to get into the semi-final, you have to win your quarter-final. So the next game is always most important, but I think none more so now than this occasion.
But regardless of how it goes from here, 2015 has been a great year. History has been made, you know, winning a first Ulster, coming from where you've come from. It's a bit like, you know, Donegal senior in 2012 when they won the All-Ireland. You know, you come from a very low base.
We did, to be fair, that's right. You know, and I remember Eilish Ward saying earlier, you know, this year that, you know, losing was a terrible feeling last year, but, you know, winning's much better. And to be fair, we've reversed it. And that's down to the work of the girls and the effort that they've put in. Yeah, look, it's been good, and it's been mighty this year, both the under-21s and of course, winning an Ulster senior. But I think there's more in the team now, Tom, and I wouldn't like to see them stopping here.
And just before you go, actually, I know you have a golf classic coming up. You need funds as well. You might give it a plug.
You're very good, Tom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, success, sometimes you have to pay for it somewhere along the line. And we're on the golf classic on the 14th of August in Ballybuffet in St Urlar. And basically, there's two ways we can raise funds. If people are out there who want to enter a team, they'd be very welcome. But equally so, if there's any businesses or individuals out there that would like to help sponsor us with a tea at €100 a time or whatever they can afford, that would be mighty.
And the date for that again is?
It's the 14th of August in Ballybuffet in St Urlar.
So that's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, Friday.
And the All-Ireland quarter-final is when?
The 22nd of August.
So just a week later.
That's correct, yeah.
Look, we'll let Laura and Katie go back to bed, and we'll let you get up away, Davey, to planning for your big training session tomorrow night.
No bother. Listen, thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Cathy Hearn, captain of the Donegal ladies team that won that very first ever Ulster title on Sunday when they defeated Monaghan in St Jernock's Park in Clonus. The goalkeeper, Laura Gallagher, and team manager Davey McLaughlin, they came into studio last night, and we reflected on that victory. So anyway, so we wish them the best luck in that All-Ireland quarter final coming up against either Armagh or Westmeath in 2 weeks' time. Armagh and Westmeath play this weekend in a playoff down in Ballinamore. Well, the Donegal ladies weren't the only successful team at the weekend. The Donegal under 21 hurlers also were in winning mode, and actually, in fact, they won an All-Ireland title when they defeated Tyrone in Celtic Park on Sunday evening in a cracking contest. And well, I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by two men very much instrumental in that success, the Donegal captain Dirlin Lafferty, and also to the team manager who masterminded that first ever under 21 success, Paddy Flood. And Dylan, first of all, we'll go to you. Congratulations. How does it feel to be captain of an All-Ireland winning under 21 team?
Thank you, Tom. It's an honour. It's great. Like, it's nice being part of a 21s one and all Ireland team. Like, but the captain of the team is so talented. It's great. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and obviously this is the first success at under 21 level, and I think it's the first ever running of the Andrew O'Neill Cup as well. So you're probably the first man to get your hands on it and get your name engraved on it as well.
Yeah, it's our first year. Yeah, last year Tyrone bit us out 2 years in a row, like, and just felt good to get the one, like, and get your hands on a new trophy. Very, very good game too.
Yeah, and of course there was this game with Sligo as well beforehand, so it was a pretty competitive competition.
It was. There's no weak teams in it. Like, Longford was our first challenge, very first game. They were a very, very good team, physical team. That was probably the best game we've played this year yet. Sligo, then all the boys, including myself, and all the boys felt like we let each other down and let the county down. The way we played, we were very, very poor, and we just got through it. Just by, I think it was a bit of luck, but we worked hard and we got back training, and throwing in was, we just pulled it out of the bag and we had to.
Yeah, and as we said, a late goal, so people saying it was a little bit fortuitous. Eddie Lynch, I'm sure, will tell he meant it.
Well, as Paddy says, after the game as well, we'll say if he puts spin on it, we'll give him the praise for it.
Yeah, and obviously it's been a good season for you as well, obviously, because you made the breakthrough into the senior team. I think you made your debut for the seniors in the Alliance League this year as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was very, very good, actually. It's 1 year you're sitting on the bench all year waiting for your turn. You get your chance in the senior team and you kind of hold on to this spot. It was very tight to me and Paul Byrne. Like, he's a very, very good keeper as well. It was just a very big competition. And then to be starting as your 21 keeper and be told your captain as well, it's a great honour.
And tell me, Darrell, how did the celebrations go and how long have they gone on, or are they still going on?
No, the celebrations, they were good celebrations, but we had to put it to bed soon enough. We have an All-Ireland B competition now to get our heads down, training tomorrow night and get our head down and playing that.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you that. What is next for this under 21 team?
All Ireland B, we're playing Mayo. I think it's 2 weeks. We play Mayo, and then as a quarter final, All Ireland B competition.
Yeah. So, Paddy insisting the celebrations put to bed.
Paddy, I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm down here in Turin, as you know, Tom. I'm trying to see whether Mayo scored a point there or not. Yes, indeed. I celebrate a long put to bed now. They had a very good night for themselves on Sunday and well deserved, because they put in some shift on Sunday to win it. It was a tough, hard game in tough conditions, and which is exactly what we would have expected against Tyrone, and no championship is won easy. So, no, it was great for the lads, because it was the first trophy, really, this age group had won, because they'd spent most of the last number of years playing in the Division 1 of Ulster and in the Ulster Minor Championships at the highest level in Ulster, playing the Antrims and the Downs and the Derries, which is great preparation for senior, where a lot of these guys are aiming at, and to bring on the hurling is the only way. And yeah, that's the plan from the county board.
And you think that worked, actually? Because I know people, maybe some people, more of the traditionalists, would have frowned a little bit on and felt that maybe Donegal weren't ready to play in that Division 1 in Ulster yet, but maybe it's now beginning to pay dividends, is it?
Well, we took a very conscious decision 4 years ago that we were going to aim for this, and we knew what was ahead of us was going to be a big step, because when you move up levels in hurling, it really is a big step. It's the same in every sport, but in hurling, it wouldn't take long for a team from a higher standard to put a 20-30 point beating on you. But we made the decision that the underage clubs had gotten to the point where they developed enough talent to give it a shot, and we have a lot of dual players. We've quite a lot of fellas who represent Donegal at the minor football level. So they have the physicality, they have the athleticism, and the only way to improve the hurling is to get playing these better counties.
Yeah,
so,
and a good spread of clubs involved as well, isn't it? The hurling seems to be on the up here in the county.
Yeah, well, we had 7 clubs represented in the squad the last day, and on top of that, there's another half a dozen or so involved in underage hurling who are probably, you know, a bit young yet for this age group, but we'd expect to see them. They're certainly involved in the development squads down the line, and they've had a lot of success in the last few weeks, even at under 14 and 16 level, they're winning the competitions at that level. So what we'd hope is that this becomes the norm for underage Donegal hurling, that they're playing at the higher level, and the results of that can be seen in the seniors, that Ray Durek's team are playing in the higher division. And it was a tough year in the higher division, but the great thing was they survived, and we want this to become the expectation that we stay in the high level.
Yeah, and You're in Turin tonight watching the Connacht final. Is it Roscommon and Mayo? How is that going?
Well, you're blowing me cover here, Tom, but I'm afraid I've caught already. Can't go anywhere. There's a few boys here who recognise me from their time in Letterkenny. It's actually, looking at it here, there's 2 points in it for Roscommon at the moment. It's a very good game, great standard of hurling, and, you know, two well-drilled sides, so we're getting some idea of what we're up against, but nothing we wouldn't have been surprised by. We actually played Roscommon in the minor B 3 years ago, and they were a very strong side, so they actually won the 21B last year, so there are two very good sides out here tonight.
And you're going to play the winners in the quarterfinal?
No, we play both of these sides playing the B as well, so I think Roscommon and somebody else, we were drawn to play Mayo. Roscommon and the other half draw, I think,
so we
could end up facing them down the line, you never know.
Yeah. So anyway, back to you, Dylan, before we go, because I know we have Ryan McNiff as well. We got to talk to him about Donegal and Galway in that All-Ireland Senior Football Championship qualifier. Certainly, now that you got the taste of success, hoping maybe in the years to come to get your hands on more silverware.
It's very nice now, and the way hurling's going with coaches and the management teams that's in place for the Donegal hurling, definitely it's possible. Definitely is possible.
Look at Dylan Lafferty and to Paddy Flood as well. Thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, our time is catching up on us here, but we will talk to you again at some length about hurling, and indeed we may dedicate a programme to hurling in the very near future. And as I said, Brian McNiff is joining us now, and of course Donegal playing Galway on Saturday evening in Croke Park. That's part of a double bill with Sligo and Tyrone in an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Round 4 qualifier. 4B qualifier. And Brian, I suppose the big question on everybody's lift, can Rory Gallagher and the Donegal team lift themselves from that Ulster final defeat when they face Galway on Saturday evening?
Oh, I think so, Tom, but it won't be easy. You know, Galway are like down when they get to Croke Park, their chests swell and their jerseys fill out, and they become a better team. But in saying that, they haven't been playing at the level of football that we have over the last number of years, and I think they're the intensity that we'll bring to the game, I still find it very hard to match.
Yeah, and I know it's something you experienced as your time as manager as well. It can be difficult to get back on the bike or back on the horses. Ryan McHugh said to me this week, in terms of once you lose a game, we probably are lucky in that we've got the 13-day turnaround.
Yeah, we were very lucky with the 13-year turnaround, because the statistics would show that beating the provincial finalists don't fare very well in the next round of the competition, which is the round before the quarterfinals. But I feel that we have enough experience over the last number of years gained, and I think the boys know what it takes to win.
Karen Lacey definitely out, a huge loss.
Big loss psychologically as well as every other way.
And who do you expect to replace him, or how do you think Gerard Rory will maybe...
Well, it's hard to say whether he'll go with possibly playing Leo McLoone at centre half back, but that would be one step too many. He could also bring the two McHughes into the half back line, along with
Frank McLean,
and he could also play Frank McLean, although I'd like to see Frank given the freedom of a wing half position, because he does a lot of damage for us as a breaking half back. But he does play centre half back for the club, and he has the capacity to play there, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel that he can give a lot more to us as a wing half.
Have you seen much of Galway this year? There is a general feeling that they're on an upward curve under Kevin Walsh since he came in.
Well, I would say that from number five up, they're quite good, Tom. But I think their Achilles heel will be the full back line. Even though Finian Hanley was a good full back, I think maybe his race is run as regards a full back play, and I think Murphy will have a point to prove. After the Ulster final, and I think if we cite Murphy inside with Colm Anthony, I expect them that we'll do very well.
Where are you on this debate with in relation to Michael, out the field or in at full forward?
Well, I think at this stage, Tom, we really have to take a look at him inside, because we're not threatening goals, Tom. We're not scoring goals, and goals are very important for us. And I think that if you play Michael in close to goals, that we'll profit from that there. And you know, route one is not a bad game. We can play the running game, but the route one game can profit, because if you even go back to the Mayo game some years ago, early on we hit them with two hammer blows. And it was some direct ball coming in there. It was Lacey, I think, delivered the one in the 2012 All-Ireland for Murphy to get the first goal. But, you know, he has so many strings to his bow. But I think we can be strong enough in the middle of the field. We have options there as well if Murphy doesn't happen to arrive out there. But he will arrive at certain stages to keep himself in the game.
And would you be concerned the fact that Galway have a bit of momentum, a bit of a wind in their back? They lost to Mayo, but then were recovered and have beaten Armagh away and Derry at home last time out.
Oh, I would definitely agree with you there, Tom, that have a bit of wind in their sails, there's no doubt that. And Galway, as I said earlier, will be like down, that when they get the Croke Park, it won't give them any nerves or anything like that there, because they have had success at both minor and under 21 level and at Curraghfin as well.
Yeah. And tell me, the other game, of course, is Tyrone and Sligo. How do you see that one going?
Tyrone seems to have gathered momentum since the game in Ballymofay, and I feel that you know, with the thumping that Sligo got in the Connacht final, it's going to be very, very hard for them to recover.
Yeah, and of course, your neighbours for Armagh are in action on Sunday. Really, they've been given the kiss of death, I suppose. As somebody was telling me today, the Dublin are quoted at 200-1 on.
Yes. I saw those odds, Tom, and it's very sad, you know, that's the situation. But unfortunately for Man, I've only a pick of 25,000 people against the city of Dublin. It beggars disbelief, you know, that can happen. But that's the way football is, and a great credit to Pete McGrath for taking the job in Fermanagh.
Yeah.
Not too many would be queuing up for that game.
And finally, come 8 o'clock Saturday night, do you think Donegal will be still in the draw and looking forward to a crack at Mayo the following?
Yes, Tom, but I just with a wee bit of caution. I would be cautious of Galway. Galway have a lot of experience. They have a new manager. They have the capacity to play at a very high level. But I think the intensity that we've been playing at over the last number of years will bear fruit for us on Saturday.
Look at Brian. Thank you indeed for joining us. My thanks also to my other guests: Cathy Hearn, Laura Gallagher, Davy McLaughlin, Paddy Flood, and Dylan Lafferty of the Donegal Under 21 hurling team, of course, who defeated Tyrone. And just to remind you, we have live coverage from Sligo versus Tyrone and Donegal versus Galway on Sunday from Croke Park. From me, Tom Cummings, Lonergan Bannock.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online.